breaking the ground.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Parker.
And you're listening to
WGXC Acra
Hudson
Catskill 90.7 FM.
Amazing.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Crisafulli Brothers Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Upstate New York's home services company since 1993. Red Carpet Service and Solutions. For more information, visit CRISBRO.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture in Austerlitz, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture.
Wave Farms WGXC wishes to acknowledge the generous support of the Chook and Maimon families in memory of Bob Chook of Pearling, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. We are grateful.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
Deliver me from people. When you said you could heal me from anything, did you mean people? Deliver me, 'cause I can't point them out, I won't say their names, I don't know the damage or which one to blame. It's just people, people, deliver me. She was the reason I smiled in the morning. He took the last bit of joy I was storing. That's too much power for anything human. Deliver me from people, people. No, you can heal me from anything. What about people, people? Deliver.
Yes, beloved people, deliver me. Oh, man, I'm one of those people. Praise the Lord and good morning and God bless you. Welcome to the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online, anytime. You can go to the archive and find the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. And you know, this morning, I'm dedicating that song to all the people out there who are people pleasers, been caught up in trying to please people. You might have been nurtured that way, always about, you know, your performance, and then you grew up with this need to please people. Praying for you today, amen, and ask the Lord, deliver me, hallelujah. You're never going to please everybody. You're never going to be able to live up to everybody's expectations. So how about just focus on living up to God's expectation for you? How about that? Amen. How about just focusing on what God wants from you and what God asks you to do? I tell you, if you can please God, you can please some people. And you ain't going to please everybody. Jesus didn't please everybody, right? So come on, Lord, deliver us. Hallelujah. And then our brother Jonathan McReynolds, he runs down the list. Self-righteous people, hating people, lying people, jealous people, whatever kind of people, hallelujah, you need to be delivered from. I'm declaring, hallelujah, today is your day of deliverance. People, Lord, people, when I'm one of those people, Lord, deliver me. I love it. How you doing this morning, Brother Randall?
I am doing well and blessed, and as I hope that the rest of our listening audience is doing today, may this music be a blessing to all that hear it.
Absolutely. That's why we here. That's what we do. We come to bless you, beloveds. Amen. And we bring you the music that blesses us. We bring you music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. And we got a lineup for you, 6 songs, 30 minutes of music coming your way. 30 songs. We'd be here for a good part of the day. Amen. But we have 6 songs for 30 minutes. Peace Be Still by Kalante Gavin. Miracle, Anthony Hall. Just Like God, Miss Evie McKinley. I'm Next, Demetrius West. Do It Again, Travis Green. And Trust in God. This version is by Aware Worship featuring Mark Gutierrez. That's our 6 songs. Peace Be Still, Miracle, Just Like God, I'm Next. Do It Again, Trust in God. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. Let the music play.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the sky. Shelter, or help is nigh. Careth these are disciples, y'all. Nigh than we perish. Oh. Face Jesus. All he had to say was, peace be still.
Peace be still.
Oh, peace.
Peace be still.
Father, we need your peace tonight.
Peace be still.
Oh, 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 we need your peace in our home. Jesus, can I get a witness to wave your hand tonight? If you need it, Father, we need it in our school, Jesus. We need it in our jobs. God, we need it in Jackson, Mississippi. You be still. Yeah. Whenever the Lord said, I want to tell somebody tonight, I don't care what the devil said. I don't care what the devil did. You're leaving with peace. Matter of fact, by the time you get back to your address, you ought to walk in your house and thank you for peace. God, I thank you for peace. You've been a good God. You've been a good God. Anybody know all he got to do is speak peace. You're going to heaven. Matter of fact, you already got it. Can somebody wave your hand? Lift up your hand and thank God. You've been a good God. We thank you for peace. I need you to put your hand in the neighbor's hand. Squeeze your hand. Hey, can you do me a favor? I wish I could touch everybody, but can you look at them and say, neighbor, I want to let you know something. Tell them, first off, I love you. But say, neighbor, I don't care what you've been going through. Say, neighbor, whatever you've been going through, I'm getting ready to pull you out. When I count to three, I just want you to pull your neighbor and give God a ridiculous peace praise. One, two, three. Pull your neighbor and say, welcome to your season of peace. Whatever. Anybody grateful? I said, anybody grateful? Ooh, me. Ooh, me. I need to look at your neighbor and say, peace be still. You're not leaving the same way you came.
Tell me,
but you're going to leave in peace and name. Oh, my.
Peace, peace, peace.
Can somebody lift up your voice and give God glory for peace? Give God glory for peace. I don't need no selfish worshipers, but can you give God glory? Not for your peace, but for somebody sitting next to you. That when I lift up my hand, I'm petitioning God. Don't just move for me, but move on everybody on my road. Somebody shout. Somebody clap your hand. Open up your mouth and give God the best praise.
John 9, you heard me? So boom, so Jesus was walking and seen a little dude that was blind his whole life, you heard me? Then the disciples asked, Rabbi, that little dude blind because of something that his mom and him did or because of something that he did? So Jesus was like, nah, little brother, this ain't got nothing to do with his sins or his mom and them sins. This happened so the power of God could be seen in the homie. So we gotta do God's will ASAP, you dig? It's almost dark and ain't nobody gonna be able to work. But while I'm here, I'm the light. Then Jesus spit on the ground and made mud out of it and spread it all over the homie's eyes. Then Jesus said, man, go wash your face off in the saloon, little daddy. That's like a pool full of bukula smell goods. So the man washed his face and came back and could see everything, you heard me? So everybody in the hood started shoo-shooing, you heard me? Talking about, ain't that little daddy that was blind? That used to be bumming and begging all the time, you heard me? Someone was like, yeah, that is that boy. And someone was like, nah, that ain't him. That just look like Ledoux. But the bigger kept saying, man, that is me. Y'all tripping. That's me. I could just see now. So they started asking that boy, man, who healed you? How you get to see Le Daddy? He said, the man named Jesus made some up, put it over my eyes, then boom, I could see everything, you hear me? Man, it was crazy, son. Y'all should have been there.
Still don't hear what to do. Here I do. everybody that feel you've been skipped over. God's getting ready to call your name. JP, help me say it.
A couple more minutes.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is
bye. trying to take the roof off of this place. I've seen you.
I've seen you.
You're expecting him to turn it around. The next time we sing this, I need you to start turning around by faith and believe God to turn around your money, to turn around your health. Y'all ready, Toronto? 1, 2, 3.
Believe it, I believe it, I believe it. Late in the midnight hour, God will turn it around. Do I have a witness? If you're there, say yes. Late in the midnight hour. Oh my God, the 11th hour, 59th second. Sometimes, very last moment, God breaks through. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online anytime. Just go to the archive and find The Bright Side. There is a bright side, and we got the music that tells it. All right. And listen, this is Pastor Kim, and I'm not here alone. I forgot to tell y'all that. No. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is here with me and our audio extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. We come in with you with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have Trust in God, Trust in God. This is a song that was done by, I think, Elevation Worship, but this is another rendition by Mark Gutierrez, a wonderful soloist with A Whale Worship. Listen and be blessed. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual co commentary for today.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hey. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. So I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. In God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission, and all is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow has ordered my steps. So this is my story, and this is my song, I'm praising my risen King and Savior all the day.
He paid it every groan. And he heard, and he answered.
trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God. Praise the Lord, beloved. Ooh, gotta get that out. That's a personal testimony, beloved. Amen. That's a personal testimony. Hallelujah. I you know what? I really wish I could go there right now. Because I know there are people that say, oh, you see what's going on in the world, and how can you say he never fails? And, you know, this happened and that happened to me or my friend or in my family. And how can you say he never fails? And I'm going to have to deal with that in another time, because there's so much there to impact. But it's a personal testimony. And the fact that we are here to breathe and even to have such thoughts or ask such questions mean that he hasn't failed. Amen. It means he hasn't failed, because we're still here personally in our personal experience to testify and to talk about it and to ask those questions. And God is not afraid of our questions. As a matter of fact, he invites our questions. Hallelujah. And he's got answers. I'm telling you, there's good news. And there is a bright side. Oh, beloved, listen, you know, we collectively here in the United States of America, right? We've gone through many, many things in the formation of this nation and in our, you know, baby nation that we are, only a couple of hundred years old since the winning of the Civil War. The Revolutionary War, and then I guess baby nation in terms of the Civil War, where, you know, certain injustices were recognized nationally as unjust. So, you know, we're still young and we're still learning, we're still growing, right? And in the last several years, we have had historic events happen. Many people, and I am one of those, who say that our democracy has been under attack and our democracy has been threatened. There are things that have been happening at the highest levels of our government that bring those, you know, those comments into play. And so this past week, we saw a jury of peers for, I don't know, the third to fourth time, convict the former president of some behaviors that in this instance were felonious in criminality. I think the other times there were civil cases, but this is a felonious charge, that 34 counts, even 34 counts. So this is unprecedented. This is historic. This is new in our nation. And, you know, I, like many people, was amazed that the donation site broke for his candidacy, Mr. Trump's candidacy. It broke because so many people wanted to donate to a billionaire. Okay, just wrap your mind around that. All right, donate to a billionaire, a self-proclaimed billionaire, perhaps, but certainly someone who has assets and access to money way beyond what we have. I wish we could break the donation site for the church ministries and for WGXC and others who are out here. We could just stir that up. That would be wonderful, right? Well, anyway, so I was asking God, you know, God, what's going on? You know, they crashed the internet, giving money to the billionaire who was convicted of a rape, convicted of maligning somebody's character, convicted of defrauding people with a bogus academy or university. His former vice president doesn't even want to run with him, won't vote for him. People have written books about their experiences, and on and on and on and on. And now we have a jury of peers convicting on every single count. How is it that people can think that this is such a great conspiracy? How is it that people can think that that everybody else is wrong. And what I got, beloved, this is what I got. Beware of wolves. Beware of wolves. That was what came to me. Beware of wolves. And so it brought me to remembrance of a scripture in the Word of God that Jesus is quoted in Matthew chapter 7. And in that chapter, he says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. And, you know, over the years, I have often looked at that scripture and thought in terms of the church context and thought in terms of people who have the title of prophet, and then those who have the office of prophet, and then even those who God uses periodically to prophesy, right? And so, you know, often looked at it in that context. But there's a gentleman named Leon Morris, and he wrote in a book, The Gospel According to Matthew, he says that in the original Greek, the word pseudo-prophetess or false prophet, it doesn't just apply to the people in the church, in the pulpit, but it applies to anyone who brings a false message, all right? Anyone that brings a false message. And it's further backed up by scripture in 1 John in chapter 4, all right? So we're understanding that a false prophet is one who says, you know, that they're setting forth the way of God, and they say that they're speaking what, you know, God would have them to say, but they're being false about it. And Jesus is warning the people, warning us to be aware of imposters and counterfeits and phonies, okay? And what we come to understand about the pseudo-prophetess or the false prophet, the person who utters falsehoods and false messages, is that the desire and aim, like ravenous wolves, they're hungry, they're starving for power, for money, for you know, for control, whatever it is that they're starving for, that they will present themselves one way, but they're not that what they present themselves to be. All right. They are what they presenting to be is a lie. And that lie has a devastating impact on everything they do and say. And so when we look, you know, through the lens of history or even living history right now, the impact of things that are being said and done, it gives us pause. It gives us a cause to have some serious consideration, reflection, and not just, you know, be in group speak and go along with the flow. All right. Leon Morris says, "I think less false teacher and more Cold War double agent." I don't know when the book was written, but I do know in a blog by Bill Tinman is reading what these false, you know, what the wolves that we should beware of are. It certainly speaks to climate in our nation, beloved. It talks about in the Old Testament and in Matthew 7, being aware of the wolves, and it's showing us that the wolves are not just the prophets, but they're also the leaders. Okay, the princes, you know, government leadership, right? Sovereigns, even, hallelujah, that whitewash the work of the wolf. Come on here, somebody. They create an environment for moral amnesia. We forget. Hallelujah. Beloved, can you imagine if Barack Obama had been not only convicted but charged of sexual misconduct? Can you imagine if Barack Obama had been not only accused but convicted of business fraud? Can you imagine if there's no way that he could have gotten a nomination. There's no way that he could have won an election. There's no way that he would have crashed a donation site on the web. Amen. But there's a moral amnesia in the land. And this speaks to this whole thing about beware of wolves and what the Ezekiel and Isaiah and Habakkuk and Zephaniah were talking about in their scriptures, and what Jesus is talking about in Matthew chapter 7, that we are to beware because the wolves come to oppress, and through oppression they thrive, right? And the false prophets, the ones who spread the false message, the ones that have moral amnesia, they whitewash these facts, all right? They whitewash these facts, and they assure that there's going to be peace, and they assure that they have a vision for the future. But, you know, the scripture tells us that you can't get good fruit from a bad tree. Can't get good fruit from a bad tree, all right? So, praise the Lord, beloved. I'm just about out of time, but I just want to share one more thing with you, and that's in the Word of God in the book of Jude. Jude was a brother of Jesus Christ, and he wrote the book, that one chapter that's right before the book of Revelations, and an insight that is shared about his teachings. He says, "Dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold you. They said to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you into eternal life. Just be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire, and to others show mercy mixed with fear." In the name of Jesus, beloved, hallelujah. Be merciful to those who doubt. You know, what some people are doing for personal reasons, personal gain, or just not knowing, right? Whitewashing evil things, and, you know, making assumptions or presumptions that God is behind some things that's going on, even the things that I outlined here. And believe me, I have a couple of pages, there's even more, right? But Jude tells us to be merciful, and to those who have doubt, you know, about the Christian faith, you know, the Christian right, how the Christians are backing this, how are the Christians not seeing this, how come the Christians, listen, beloved, amen, first of all, it ain't all Christians, okay, and certainly God's word speaks to, and Jesus tells us, beware, beware, they're here, they're there, they will be, beware. This is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist, and I say hallelujah, that God is sovereign. There is a bright side somewhere. He didn't leave us ignorant, but he foretold us of the things that would come. And he said, in the end times, beloved, beware. All right? We got more music for you. Hallelujah A by our brother Nathaniel Bassey. And then after that, I'll come back with my final comments.
Hallelujah, is the sound of victory.
Hallel, make a joyful noise to God, the Lord Almighty, the Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, welcome June, eh? We welcome June. We're in June now, 6 months into the year. God has kept us. We are so blessed among people, beloved, even whatever it is that you might be challenged with or facing, even afraid to face. But you know what? With God on our side, he can bring us to it. He can bring us through it. You don't quit. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. I want to say happy birthday to all the June babies. And may this be a blessed month, a blessed day for you. Especially, this is a month we celebrate that God sent you into the world, a living spirit. Amen. To have a human experience. We're praying for you and that things get better and that you stay in the will of the Lord. I want to also share that on June 8th, is the Flag Day Parade at the 7th Street Park here in Hudson. They'll step off at 4 p.m. It's the kickoff of the parade season. And we encourage you, if you're in the vicinity, to come out. It's truly a wonderful event. And then down at the riverfront, they'll be celebrating into the early hours of the late night. We're excited about it. Also, on June 8th is the 10th year anniversary for our dear brother friend, Pastor Darwin Abraham and Lady Arlene Abraham, as they celebrate 10 years as the pastor of the State Street Amy Zion Church in Hudson, New York. Their celebration will begin at State Street Amy Zion Church at 2 p.m. And so I know they'd look to be happy to look out and see all the family and all the friend, family and God and friends of God and friends of the family of God present at the place. So know about that. Also want to let you know that Juneteenth is coming up very quickly, and Who We Be will be sponsoring Juneteenth events in the city of Hudson, a three-day calendar. And we had one of the organizers, Sister Tanya Jackson, a few weeks ago to talk more about what they're doing there. And I think on Juneteenth, that program begins in the late afternoon around 4, I believe. But we will be having, God Belong in Our County, Overcomer Ministries and other church families, State Street, Shiloh, Payne, and Reformed Church, Presbyterian Church, and others. We'll be joining at the Rothermel Park in Kinderhook for a Juneteenth celebration. It starts at 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And it will also be where we'll have a family-style cookout. We're inviting graduates to come and share that we might recognize them, high school graduates, middle school graduates, college graduates. Come and share with us. We want to share with you. We have our featured speaker, Mr. Paul Stewart from the Underground Railroad Education Center. He's a co-founder. And also we'll be processing over to pay honor to the memories of the enslaved persons represented at the Rothermel burial site for colored people. So we have some things to share and things that you'll hear that will inspire as we look and honor, remember our past, honor our present, and look to the future. All right. So hope you'll join us. Listen, if you need more information about any of that stuff, You can find us at overcomerministries12534 at gmail.com, or you can shoot us a text at 518-653-2008. And hold the date, July 20th, for the Columbia County Fairground. We have our annual gospel festival, and this year we're going to have national, international gospel artists with us, an award winner, Dove Award, Stella Award. You don't want to miss that. And we'll be giving you more information during this month. So listen, those are my announcements for today. I got to get out of here. Listen, remember, never to forget God loves you. I'm praying for you. All right. Stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And when you're weak, he's strong. This is Pastor Kim. And I'm saying there's a bright side somewhere. You don't quit. You hang in there. One last song for you for a moment. Always.
Us with grace, mercy, and peace. And may we always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the care.